Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father God, for your word, your love, your care for us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it in Jesus' name. Thank you. The entrance of your word brings life. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1. I have no idea where we're going with this, but God does. The Holy Spirit does, so we thank you. He's going to direct us. But we may just share one verse, but more than likely we'll go into this for a little longer than I expect. But we'll start with verse 2, 2 Peter 1, 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Notice that grace and peace are not added, but they're multiplied to you through what? Through knowledge, through an understanding, experiential knowledge of Jesus, of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According as his divine power, verse 3, has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through that knowledge of him that has called us, the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. The next verse, verse 4, by which are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he goes on and lists attributes of the flesh. But I want to look here just for a minute back at verse 3. His divine power has given us all things. He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now just think with me for a minute. That word life is zoe in the Greek. So that divine life, that life of God, his life, his nature. He has given us, his power has given us all things that relate to that life and to godliness. Now, let's think about this. I was talking with somebody recently, and I said, you know, a lot of us as believers didn't know, and maybe you don't know, but we're still learning, and it's good to be reminded, if you do know, that we've been given life. When we are born again, when we ask Jesus into our heart, we make Jesus the Lord of our life, then that life of God is transmitted into our spirits. According to over in Romans chapter 10, it talks about that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10, 9 and 10. So when we speak that out, when we confess what we believe, that we believe Jesus is Lord, then something happens on the inside. Jesus becomes not only our Savior, but we make him our Lord. In other words, he's the boss. We're under new management. We're going to move with what he desires. So from that point on, you have salvation. And the word salvation in the original language implies more than just someone going to heaven. We've talked about this before, but it implies that you have that life within you. You definitely are going to heaven, but you have all that salvation implies, all that Jesus paid for. And I think a lot of times we've misunderstood thinking that, okay, I've got my ticket to heaven. Now, what else do I need? Well, you've been given all things you need that pertain unto life and godliness. They've been provided for you. You just have to gain the knowledge of what you have, who you are in Christ, and how to apply them, make them that applicable in your life, these promises to work in your life. That's why we call this podcast The Word Works. Because the Word of God, when we stand on the Word and speak the Word and believe the Word of God, we can see what he has provided. There's no condemnation if you're not in a place or I'm not in a place where we need to be in our faith, but it's important to understand that it's already been provided. He's given us all things that pertain unto life, that Zoe life, and godliness, living like him. So we have the ability to live like Christ because Christ is in us. Praise God. I hope I'm not losing you here, but it's really very simple when you break it down that God didn't leave you here helpless. He provided a Savior. We receive what he's done, and we begin to walk in it. In fact, as we've said here before, The word salvation is an interesting word. If you look over, hold your place there in 2 Peter. If you look over there in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, Paul's writing here, he says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And the Bible is just full of so many wonderful truths. But let's take that word salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm going to read from my Scofield Bible footnotes. It says this, the Hebrew and Greek words for salvation imply the ideas of, deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness. Did you catch that? Deliverance, safety, healing, preservation, and soundness. I know some of you are taking notes, so let me repeat those again. I'll repeat them slower. I'll read that again. The Hebrew and Greek words for salvation imply the ideas of, 1, deliverance. Let's make a confession of faith of this, of the footnotes of the Bible, of Romans 1:16. Say this after me. Thank God, I am saved. Because I've accepted Jesus in my heart. I believe in my heart God raised him from the dead. He was crucified for me. And I speak with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. I am delivered. I am safe. I am preserved. I am healed. And I have soundness of mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Think about those words. If you've been delivered, why struggle for deliverance? If you're safe, do you really have to be afraid? If you're preserved from and protected from danger, you don't have to be afraid of that. If you're healed, why would you beg God for healing or wonder if it's his will to heal you when it says right here, the word salvation implies healing. If you're upset in your mind, then this word salvation implies soundness. We just need to learn how to tap into what God's already provided. One of my favorite verses over in Hebrews 1:3 is blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, and we know from studying the Word that we're in Christ. So therefore, it's up to us to receive what's in those heavenly places where we already are in Christ. Why? Because Christ is in us. It's like a continual flow or continuous flow of life from the throne of God through Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit into our hearts, because he's in there. He's in your heart. So you have all things that you need. We just need to receive them. Amen? Receive what he's already done for us. Well, let's take this up next time. I've got a couple other things I believe I need to say. Father God, we thank you for your love and goodness and mercy, and we thank you that we have been saved when we ask Jesus in our heart, and that all things you've given that pertain to this life and godliness that we can walk in have been given to us. We receive those in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.